A few weeks ago, Peter and I attended a wonderful APO concert entitled American to the Core. The program included Bernstein, Gershwin, and Cory Gannelloni. The music was joyous, loud, and emotional. The symphony by Cory Gannelloni, was a memorial to three friends who had died during the AIDS epidemic. This was a wonderful, edgy production that had a social and political message, not your usual concert fare. At the interval, I went outside and looked across the road at the night shelter in Airedale Street, where a few hours earlier I had referred a man who had been brought in to the mission by the police. This was an auspicious night for the shelter. It would be the last night emergency accommodation would be available in Airedale Street. The shelter had been running for many years and had 30 beds for both men and women. What struck me as inequitable and short-sighted was that Hamilton has just opened their own shelter. Wellington and Christchurch has one, but Auckland, with 1.5 million people, cannot keep this facility operating. We seem to be unable to provide services to our less fortunate citizens because it just costs too much. The Gospel last week told of the feeding of the 5,000. This week's reading is a continuation, and the crowds need an explanation of the signs and miracles that Jesus performs. John is a gospel full of signs, and the world, when it was written, was in desperate need of signs of the positive kind. The followers of Jesus had been expelled from the synagogues, the temple in Jerusalem had been destroyed, the followers were being persecuted by the Romans and have lost all connection with their Jewish roots. This second century world included homelessness, overcrowding, dislocation, unemployment, and hunger. Not that dissimilar to our current world for many, whether they live in the US, Africa, Europe, or Aotearoa. Rowan Williams, the Archbishop of Canterbury, has recently described David Cameron's concept of the big society as aspirational waffle designed to conceal a deeply damaging withdrawal from the state from its responsibilities to the most vulnerable. This description of the British society could be so easily transposed to our own. In fact, this article states that there are 7 million families living on the edge of poverty in Britain, and the effect on their health, relationships, and capacity to flourish is devastating. While we don't have this large numbers being affected, the effect on our similar group is the same. I recently saw a movie called Margin Call. It follows the key people at an investment bank over a 24-hour period during the early stages of the financial crisis that continues to impact the world's economies and subsequently driven millions of people into homelessness. The extraordinary thing about this movie was that the key players were not worried about the long-term effect of the imminent financial crisis, after all, that had happened before and would happen again. At no point did the idea that the system they were working with was flawed come up for serious discussion. That sign was both horrifying and frightening, but oh, so real. It is unlikely that homelessness and living on the edge of poverty will ever be eradicated while such institutions accept that the inevitable result of their business process is economic boom or bust. Bread, as we all know, is a staple in most diets throughout the world in its many variations. Another essential for human life is community. Without connection to community, we as individuals never reach our full potential. We need each other to live our lives abundantly. The statement, "I am the bread of life," was quite challenging for those listeners, as it is for us. What was being implied? The challenge is to see which things perish and which things endure, and to embed ourselves, to abide in, to focus our living on things that endure. Are there signs in our lives that we are ignoring? Or are there things that we want more proof of in order to believe? The message of Jesus is that we have been shown the sign, the proof of God's presence among us. We just need to see it. God has already provided all that is needed for life and community. Our souls are nurtured, some might say fed, by doing his work in God's world. Working in hospitals, social services, food banks, or with the homeless, all of these works flow from the practical demonstration of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Through sharing, we can help others experience the abundance of life that Jesus speaks of later in this gospel. Sharing the essentials of life, like bread, means that we are caring for God by caring for each other. We too can be a sign of God's presence in God's world. We have bread and love to share by the grace of God. What sign is God calling us to be as individuals and as a church? Remember, a sign is an action that has the potential of revealing God's presence in order to generate belief. We as a church community have begun an exercise of looking at ourselves and what we would like to see ourselves as an inner church. I really enjoyed meeting both new and more established members of the congregation and hearing why they came to St. Matthew's and what they would like to see St. Matthew's become. Reflecting on what we are and what we can be as a Christian community is a pathway that we walk into the mystery and wonder of God. As a member of the crisis care team at the Auckland City Mission, knowing the night shelter was to be closed filled me with dread. The thought of having to tell people that there was no shelter and that sleeping rough was their only option is not a pleasant one. However, we have managed to house most of the long term. It's the homeless team, by the way, that housed them. And we have a limited number of beds now available at another inner city hostel, James Liston. It has made us more aware of our mission to care for the marginalised and disadvantaged of Auckland City. At this point in time, I'm not aware of our super city coming up with any suggestions or alternatives to solve this accommodation crisis. It has been a collaboration between the Auckland City Mission and LifeWise, who are finding and funding the new options. Remember the man who slept at the night shelter? The policeman who brought him to the mission rang me the following day. He, with Housing New Zealand's help, had found him permanent accommodation, and we had been able to put in place the necessary support services the man needed to live his life well. That, for me, is a wonderful and unexpected result of community working to care for the less able in our society. Amen.